start again. Paragallum. For those of you who weren't here before, I'm not here to say anything, nothing in this contribution, because we'll learn inside and we'll learn together. See what it turns out. Paragallum seals the shorm, is the Seder Hasidus, the shorm, and Moedah Hashimu, the foundation of all tzidkus, of all Averis Hashem. She's Korvi, is Amis Eitel Adam, that it should be clear to a person, and it should be true to a person, what your purpose in this world is. Mishul Sesham over here takes it for granted a number of things, but she doesn't even bother speaking out. Personally, takes on for granted that you're interested in knowing how to get to Avodas Hashem. He doesn't convince you and say there's a Rabbeinu Shel Olam and you should do Avodas Hashem and that's what you're here for. He's not even dealing with that. Mishul Sesham is taking for granted that A, you're interested in Avodas Hashem, but not only Avodas Hashem, you're interested in Avodah HaTamimah, you're interested in being a tzaddik, you're interested in doing Avodah Shleimus, you're not interested in patchkinning around. And the Seal Shalom was written for somebody who wants to get to Avodah HaTamimah, he wants to become a chassid, he wants to become a tzaddik. How do you become a tzaddik? The person says to himself, I won't be a tzaddik. Who wants to be a tzaddik? Right? So what do you do? If this is for Avodah HaTamimah for, so a Michael Tevis, it won't be a tzaddik, it'll be mediocre. Why do you need to be a tzaddik? Don't be a tzaddik. He says, Avodah Tamimah. A person has to be. How do you get Avodah Tamimah? The answer is that Shil Shoram says later on, one of the later prokhim, he says, it's funny when it comes to Ruchnias, everyone says mediocrity is fine. When it comes to making a dollar, then nobody says, it's enough to make a living. You have to do more than that. Then you go learn. I speak to people in New York. And Eilim's, not never, everyone's depressed, so Eilim calmed down a little bit. But generally, the Eilim is racing another hour, until 8 o'clock, until 9 o'clock, until 10 o'clock. The Tohayr Matahayalaya, what's going to be? So Eilim says, you know this line? There's an opportunity now. You know the famous lines? I know people, I'm a little older than you. I know guys that have been chasing the opportunity since we were 12 years old. There was a guy who came to 9th grade. I had in my attaché case, when we were kids in high school, everyone had attaché cases, and I don't think it's in style now, but there's huge black attaché cases, and I came with my Gemara, and my notebook, and my grammar book, and my math book, and this guy came with watches. He came with watches. I'll never forget, it's a very close friend of mine. We're still friends, I haven't spoken to him for years, but he came with watches. And he's been chasing, I've been talking for years, I go, what are you doing now? We'll call him Moshe. Looking for opportunities. That's what he told me. Looking for opportunities. Buying, selling. You're learning? No. Because opportunities come up at any time during the day. And that's Africa between 9 and 5. So the world out there, I mean, the person can't say to himself that, yeah, no, once each other, I'm happy with being like this. It's a shocker. It's a lie. A person's fooling himself. When it comes to anything else, from making $1 million to getting a good Shabbos meal, person doesn't say, no, I'll be happy with what I have. What do you mean? You go, a person goes for the best. I mean, the person has a natural natiya to go for what he calls. So why is this not? You don't have an appreciation for it. Yeah, you think you're doing Hashem a favor. If Shil Shoram wasn't written for those, you're doing God a favor, so continue to do him favors, give Chai a dollar here, and twice Chai there, and you want a bid for some favors, also good. Shil Shoram wasn't written for people doing favors. Shil Shoram was written for somebody who's looking for chassidus and avoid that people who understand that you came here for a purpose. There's a very interesting line through us. You work, you sweat, you run a whole life. You run backwards and forwards and yahin and the hair. What are you working? What are you doing here, Bachal? I mean, you're taking for granted that you're an omel. You're taking for granted that you're here to work. You're here to do something. Everyone takes for granted. Now you have to lie on a deck chair and sun yourself your whole life. That's poshut for us that you came here to accomplish something. And everyone has this need to accomplish. It's a need which is ingrown in us. The reason why it's ingrown in us is because people put in a shaman, the shaman wants to accomplish. Some people climb mountains, some people run marathons, some people collect millions and lose it, and collect it again and lose it, and go to jail in between and collect it again. But Omel, the shaman is talking to somebody who's an Omel Kol Chayev. You're working. Everyone's working. Everyone's running and coming and tutsaching. Omel. But what are you doing with it? Because we're not talking to the guys in mediocre, those who want to do nothing. Enough of that. We're taking for granted that you want to get somewhere and you want to do something and you're an omel. So what are you doing with yourself? A person came into this world only to have pleasure from HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shechina. Shezel ha-tainug ha-miti va-idun ha-gadol mikol ha-idun ha-shekol ha-masi. First of all, this is the only true pleasure. And second of all, it's the greatest joy from all the things that could be. U'mekoy mi-idun ha-zeh b'emes ho-elam ha-bok. You are never b'chana Mr. Rechlis, that was created for this purpose. Ah-derek, k'dei la-gi, ha-mukhay yitzchuk sein u-zeh, how do you get ho-elam ha-bok? How do you get l'honos mizirshki nasoi? Who-zeh ho-elam is this world. Ruma she-omru z'vayin l'vachah, that's what Chazal said. Ha-elam ha-zeh d'ayim l'pras b'fin ha-elam ha-bok. This world is only a passageway in front of ho-elam ha-bok. We give a chashivas to Olam Hazeh. We give a chashivas to the pleasures of Olam Hazeh. We give a chashivas to the covet of Olam Hazeh. We give a chashivas to everything that Olam Hazeh brings with it. Kolzman, and as much as a person gives a chashivas to Olam Hazeh, he can't do any avodas Hashem. Because the whole purpose why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Olam Hazeh is to see whether or not you're going to be able to go through Olam Hazeh and stay dovak in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what he says. Ve'emtzoyim ha-magim ha-sa'odam ul-tachos ha-zeh him ha-mitzvah ha-shetzivonu aleim ha-kel yizboruch shemoyim b'koyim ha-siyas ha-mitzvah hu-rak ha-olam ha-zeh. Al-kein, therefore, hu-sam ha-odam b'zeh ha-olam b'tchilu. A person was put into this world. Kidei. Sha-yidei emtzoyim ha-elam ha-zom ul-lekan. Through the means which are available here, which are the mitzvahs. Yuchal ha-gi ha-lamokam ha-shehuchan loy. You can arrive at the place which is already prepared for you. It's waiting for you. Shu ha-olam ha-ba. Live v'sham b'tov. To be satisfied, to fill yourself up with the good, which the good that you were acquired through doing the mitzvahs. Sil Sharma is saying the following, and this is an akuda which I want to get across. Sil Sharma says that this page that I just read is the yisoid for all of mitzvahs. It's the yisoid for all of Eilat Hashem. A yisoid is a foundation. A yisoid is not the binyan itself. A yisoid is not a binyan. The yisoid is a foundation. In the foundation, you can't live, you can't sleep, you can't eat, you can't do anything with the foundation. But without a foundation, there's no binyan. This yisoid that a person has to know what he's here for. If a person knows what he's here for, you know that Olam Haba is only temporary, and you know that the ikur is Olam Haba, and you know that the ikur is Lir V'Hashem B'Tov Hashem. Everything. It's all true. You're not doing any mitzvahs yet. You haven't started to learn. You haven't started to daven. You haven't started to do mitzvahs. You haven't started to watch yourself. You haven't done anything yet. It's only yisoid. You haven't done any avodas Hashem yet. But if you're not going to have this yisoid, if a person doesn't understand that Olam Haba is worthless, and the Olam Hazeh itself, for itself, has no value, it will never be any Avodas Hashem. Which means as follows. A person wants to daven well. So you start to daven, you decide, daven is an important mitzvah, it's an important chelik of Avodas Hashem. You want to start to daven. So you start to daven. And that morning, the stock market went down. And you lie there, have shares in Datacom, I don't know what it is even. And everything went down 60% like the day before. Right? We're not talking about a guy who's starving to death. Starving to death, it's hard to stop it, I agree. We're talking about a guy who lost $1 million. So you're trying to damage my Esther. And you really want to start to stop it. But you can't stop it, because you lost $1 million. But you don't need to lose $1 million. Somebody took your parking space in front of shul, and you have to go around the corner. And the guy saw you were going to come in, and he took it anyway. No, because you think they're davening. If you'll control yourself, so you won't scream at him. You won't punch him. You won't do anything. But the davening is finished. So you have a situation where a guy wants to daven. He said to Hashem, you went to the mikvah. But there's no davening. And the mashul is on a small level, a big level. There can't be any avodas Hashem. No avodas Hashem is ever going to stick to a person if he doesn't come to realization that Olam Hazeh has no value. Because if Olam Hazeh has an intrinsic value, and as much as it has a value by a person, that's exactly as much avodas Hashem you're going to have consistently. That doesn't mean that a person won't have a good day here and there, and he won't be able to make his oirus. But something lasting you won't have. For the same reason that if you build a building, so you build one floor, second floor, third floor, fourth floor, five floor, six floors, like we had over here in Nebuchadnezzar last winter in the Versailles, for those who were here. So what happens when there's nothing, when there's no foundation? So the building collapses. I stood for X amount of years, we said it, but there's nothing underneath it. When there's nothing underneath it, it's going to come a wind, it's going to come a dust, it's going to come a chasen, a vetansen, a bissel, the whole thing goes down. Because there's nothing there. In any serious avodas Hashem that a person is going to do, if it's not based on this yisoid, that Olam Hazeh intrinsically has no value, and the ikur is Olam Haba, nothing that a person is going to do is going to stick. He'll do this, he'll do that, eventually he's going to come and yisoid something which is Olam Hazeh, which is what we're here for, and it's going to come and disturb you, because this thing was important by you, and it's going to ruin any avodas Hashem that you're going to have. So as much as a person is able to get Perek Aleph and Yisrael Tisharim into his bones, you'll make it a scratch, a little bit, you'll feel a little bit, not a stranger, you'll feel a little bit of closer. That's as much Avodas Hashem is going to stick to you long term. And only that much, because it's the Yesoid, it's the foundation. So as strong as the Yesoid is going to be, as strong as a person has a Hakkarah, that Elam Hazah is only an Yesoid, and Elam Hazah is only a passing through point, that's exactly as strong as Avodas Hashem is going to be, both quantity wise, both quality wise, and both how long it's going to last, and how much meaning it's going to have. And that's why, alongside a person constantly working on himself, he has to constantly strengthen the Yesoid. Because if you have 2 inches of concrete in the Yesoid, you can build one floor. But then you're going to want to build a second floor on top of it, you're going to want to go further, and you can't go further because this is disturbing you, and that's disturbing you, and this is disturbing, what's going to be with you, what's going to be with that. And all of a sudden, if you learn another time this parak and you chaz it over again, and you get into your bones a little bit more, and you feel a little bit more. So the pshat of the Chafetz Chaim story, which everyone says, oh, we said it over here, where the Chafetz Chaim told the traveling salesman from Chicago, that who asked him, where's your furniture, Chafetz Chaim? So the Chafetz Chaim said, where's your furniture? So the guy said, I'm traveling from Chicago, you want me to schlep with me my brake front and my table and my dust and my ends, and I'm going to schlep all the way to Radin with a horse and buggy. He tells him, for you schlep on all the Poland, all the furniture from Poland. So the Chafetz Chaim said, I'm also only traveling. So the fact that the Chafetz Chaim felt like he was traveling from Chicago to Radin, that's one dagger we're not holding. But that explains why the Chafetz Chaim was the Chafetz Chaim. So it's not just a nice story about the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim didn't speak Lashon Hara, and he did mitzvah, and he wrote the Mishnah Berurah. And Grado, he also felt that he was passing through this world like the guy from Chicago. He had another Naila that he said over at his Hesper. That's not the Pshat. The Pshat is he was the Chafetz Chaim because he was the traveling salesman from Chicago. Because he was just passing through, so nothing bothered him. What Lashon Hara? And then it's going to happen. What it goes. So all these Cheshbonos are all based on the fact that it all has some value. But the Chafetz Chaim was just passing through. Just tell us before, you're in Chicago. You live in Chicago. So when you're president of the Shul of Chicago, so it's very important who's the vice president and who got Chosun Torah, and don't let him get, don't give him an Aliyah, don't give him Shishi, and don't give him Urkel, right? But if you're Chicago, Jay Tech, know what's going on in Radin, right? If you're in Chicago, you care who gets Shishi in Radin. What's Radin? Radin's nothing. And the Chafetz Chaim didn't care what was going on in Radin either, because it didn't make a difference. Because it just passed through anyway. So it's not a story. That was the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim was able, nothing bothered him, and he was able to go through Eilam Hazah, because it just passed through. That's the Yisoid for all of Avodas Hashem. And as much as we're going to get this parak into our heads, and as much as we're going to understand that it's a prozor, as much as we're going to understand that Tanugim, what does he say over here? He says, Shezehu ha-tainug ha-miti va-idun ha-godo mikol ha-idun. This is the only tainug which is emes. The hanor from the Shechina is emes. Everything else is sheker. Why is everything else sheker, by the way? What's sheker? About the tainug of Olam Hazeh, what's sheker? It's sheker because it doesn't last. Something which doesn't last is not emes. It's a passing thing which gives hanoah from the guf. It doesn't give you any attachment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The sheker of worldly hanoah, sheker doesn't mean that you think you're having hanoah from the ice cream or from the stuffed cabbage and you're not. No, it's good. That's not what sheker means. Sheker means it tastes good, it's not good. You're right. You don't have to worry about it. Sheker means that it has no intrinsic value. It doesn't give you anything of value. It doesn't. You don't take anything away from it. You have to take. You don't go back to it or anything. The hanoah of Olam Hazeh is nitzchias, and therefore the hanoah of Olam Hazeh has meaning. That's what it means to Yisoid. Continues Vasil Sharman says, Ukishastakal Oid Badavatir, when you look into the matter more you'll see, Kashlemus Hamiti, true Shlemus, real Shlemus, Hurakat Vekus Boyz Borah, is only when a person is attached to Kodesh Brofu. That's what Dovid HaMelech said. Vani, as for me, Kirvas Elokim Li Toiv. What's good? What's worth something? What's good? What's toiv? Being close to Kodesh Brofu. Boimer Acha Shaalti Me'ez Hashem Oisa Vakish. Shifti Bivez Hashem Koy Mechayoy. Kirak Zeh Huatoy. So Yosef Sharm is giving a very interesting angle on the pasuk of Acha Shaalti. Why Acha Shaalti? Why is that all he asked? Because he enjoyed learning? Acha Shaalti, there's a word from the Chafetz Chaim. It says Acha Shaalti Me'ez Hashem Oisa Avake Shifti Bivez Hashem Koy Mechayoy. There's a change in the Lashon. The Lashon starts off Acha Shaalti Me'ez Hashem El Avar. I asked in the past. Oisa Avake is in the Osif. In the same pasuk that starts off with the Avar and goes with the Osif. So the Chafetz Chaim said, David HaMelech said, in all my life I only wanted one thing. Sai in the past, sai in the present, sai in the future. I only wanted one thing. Shifti Beveis Hashem Koy Mechai. Why? Tzvi'il Shom says, Ki Rak Ze Hu Hatoiv. Because there's nothing else which is good. V'chol Zula Ze Shiyachshivu B'nei Adam L'toiv. Everything else that people think is, yeah, good. Einoi Ela Hevel, it's nothing. V'shov Nite, and foolishness. And things which fool you. What Tzvi'il Shom is saying over here is Nochadar. The first part of the Seal Shasharim, he said that a person is created to go to Elam Haba, because that's the ikkar purpose of the Bria. And in order to get there, you have to do mitzvahs, and you get to Elam Haba, that's the ikkar. But now he's saying something much deeper. He's saying that in order to get to Elam Haba, and he speaks this out in Derech Hashem much more at length. In order to get to Elam Haba, it's not enough that you do mitzvahs. We once explained the mashal that you go to a carnival and you collect enough tickets and you get a prize at the end. That's not the pshat. The pshat's like this. A person came into this world, Olam Haba, and in this paragraph he's hinting, he speaks very beremez over here, but he's saying is like this. Olam Haba, for which a person was created, is Dveikus and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Olam Haba is. In Olam Haba, a person will go, there'll be no mechitzes, there'll be no walls between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and a person will be Dovuk and HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Ishtina, and that's the Tainu Gamit, that's what a person came into the world for, that's what a person created a person for. Why? That's not our discussion here, Bechal. That's what we're here for. The Mechus of Olam Haba is Dveikus Hashem. Yisrael Sashram is explaining to us, how do you get the Dveikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Olam Haba? By being Dveikus and HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. So it's not just that there's Olam Haba, and there's a Shechina there, and to get there, you have to do mitzvahs. If you get enough points, so you get this and this amount of Olam Haba. That's not the word. That's what he says, because you start to Olam Haba, there's a deeper as that. It's not just that there's Olam Haba, and you get mitzvahs, and you require Olam Haba. The Mechus of Olam Haba is Dveikus Hashem. That's the Mechus of Olam Haba. The purpose of Olam Haba was to see, can you be Dovuk Hashem under very, very trying circumstances? I'm going to put you in a place where everything is pulling you away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm going to put you in a place where it's not the natural matzah to be Dovuk and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Be Dovuk and HaKadosh Baruch Hu there also. And that's the purpose of the mitzvahs. And that's the problem with Averis. Mitzvahs are helping you be Dovuk and HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a physical world. Averis are trying to keep you away from being distracted from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As much as a person is Dovuk and HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, that's exactly the amount of Olam Haba you'll get. That means you get your Olam Haba in Olam Hazeh. Your Olam Haba is ready. You're here, as much as you're Dovuk HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, under the difficult circumstances, that's exactly as much Olam Haba. Not your Olam Haba. You want to know how your Olam Haba looks? Or, I want to know how my Olam Haba looks? Vay vay. Look at my mincha this afternoon. That's my Olam Haba. So it's not the pshat, it's a very scary thought. You know, if it works on a point system, so you can say, okay, I'll get a 5 for mincha. It's not the pshat. It doesn't work with a point system. You get 5 points for mincha. Your Dveikus Hashem looks exactly the way your Dveikus Hashem was during Mincha. Now, how much were we Dovik HaKadosh Baruch Hu during Mincha, and how much were we Dovik HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we ate lunch, and how much were we Dovik HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we walked down the street? That's exactly what our Olam Haba is going to look like. Very scary and depressing thought. V'day l'chakima b'remiza. What I wanted to stress was one nekuda. This yisoy that Yisrael Sashram is telling us, that the purpose of coming into the world is to be Dovik HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should make a major revolution in the whole way we deal with our Yetzirah. And I want to explain the following. We all grow up, all through the years, we all have taivis and we all have yetzer haras. And all through the years you grow up, this is an aveira and that's an aveira, and you're not allowed to look in, you're not allowed to listen to that, you're not allowed to read that, an aveira. You do it, you have a guilt trip. And we live that cycle over and over and over and over again. This is no good, and that's no good, and this is bad. Why? Because the girl focused on not to do it. And you feel bad that you're doing it, but you want to do it anyway. And we all live this terrible cycle of trying not to do and never doing and feeling guilty and v'chayzer chalila. The whole outlook is a misunderstanding of the whole thing. I want to talk about a specific thing. Typhus. Okay? Everyone has typhus, all types of things, unfortunately. The X, Y, and Z. Seder? How should we deal with those issues? So, we deal with the issues in a very superficial way. It's usur, it's bad, it's trade, it's evil. And then when a person does it, he feels a shmata, which is true, he is. And not for the reason that you think. The nekuda of taivis is a much higher level. The nekuda of taivis and yetzer haras is for a very simple reason. You came into this world to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be dovuk in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a person goes after gashmi sdika taivis, you're going away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're being schlepped after something which is the opposite of kutcher bichu, which is the opposite of ruchnius. The problem with all these issues is not because you're doing something that you're not supposed to do. That's the way a little kid looks at it. The problem is that you're doing something which is the opposite of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. You're doing something, you came in here to stick to Ruchnius. In other words, it's not the pshat that you're in this world and you have a list of things that you're not allowed to do. This is what you came into the world for. This is what you came into the Bria for. What you came into the Bria for was to go into a place where there's all types of forces pulling you this way, that way, and despite all the things which are pulling you this way and that way, still to stick with that Kodesh Baruch Hu, to stick with Ruchnius. So it's a much higher level challenge. It's not a baby a challenge, don't do this and don't do that. If you do that, you get zapped. That's not the pshat. The pshat is you came in to be Dovuk HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you're Dovuk in how many buttons your suit has, so the pshat is you're not Dovuk in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the problem. What's the problem with spending 6 days to buy a suit? What's wrong with it? Right? What's wrong? I sometimes hear Bokhrim talking about clothing. Right? What's wrong with it? I hear Bokhrim talking about, sometimes you hear Bokhrim, not Bokhrim here, Chas HaShalom. But sometimes, in the Rebbe's, right, there's a very, very choshev oil here. But where are you going? You hear Bochum talking about cars. Azeh, mit Yenne, oh, he's What's the problem with that? What's wrong with that, by the way? I'm not saying if you want to talk about whatever you want. I was in this information tonight. There was a big argument, a couple of blocks from the yeshiva, whether the ground war started. It didn't really end. There's nothing wrong with schmoozing and talking about whatever you want. Don't misunderstand me. But Sam, what's the problem? The problem is that if you're into cars, you're not into cars. Tifer gazok. If you stop shooting the air because you don't know what to do, you say it's legitimate. You can talk about whatever you want. It doesn't make a difference. Aber mal ich sage ich so gaze und ich so gaze und ich meine ich habe das du schalt du meinst das ja ich sag nicht das I'm telling you that this is the what it called. So the challenge is that it's khashab by you. If this is khashab by you, so khashab is not khashab by you. The two things don't go together. Either you want this or you want that. And that applies, by the way, to every cheap taiva that anybody goes after. And I'm trying to raise the issue up. It's not a question of averis over here. It is averis, and you're going to get punished. We're going to get punished by averis we do. But the motivation to fight the battle is to understand what you're here for. You're here to go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when a person gets schlepped after some cheap, stupid taiva or some cheap, stupid shtickle Olam Hazeh, the point is, you're going away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're going after, you're giving a chashivas to something else. When a person gives a chashivas to something else, so it's the opposite of what you came before. That means you're distracted from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So for that amount, you're not plugged into Ruchnis, you're not plugged into Olam Haba, you're not plugged into what you came for. Now it's true, that it's a very scary thought. And on a very high level, this is a challenge that we face every minute of the day. It's a challenge that we face every minute of the day. While you're eating, and while you're sleeping, and while you're going in the street, and while you're learning, are we going to allow ourselves to be distracted by Ilm Hazeh or not? Richtig. But what the Mesil Sharm is saying here is that it's not a bad thing. It's an opportunity. That's what you came here for. We look at these things as terrible things, and the word is, it's a bad thing, what does it do, and never. It's an opportunity. In fact, that's what you came here for. You came to this world to face these things, and to say, no, it's very nice, it's very good, it's wonderful, it's like a nice car, it's like a, it's exactly what it called, oh, Bakar's world is better. I'm here for that. It means every piece of Olam Hazeh and every magnet that pulls us, as much as it brings with it tension and it brings with it difficulty, but more than that, it brings opportunity. It brings the opportunity for a person to be dovek in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to say no to this thing and to go after HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I think that if we fight the battle on that level, it's a lot easier to fight the battle than constantly saying no to this and no to that and no to this and no to that. It's very hard to say no. You say no here and the other thing pops up. You say no here, the other thing pops up like change. Rav Volpe used to say that you're walking down Rehov Yaffa in the summertime. He said in the Shmuz once. So you're walking down Rehov Yaffa in the summertime and you have your head down. You talk with your glasses and you have your head down. So he said the Moshe, he says, it's like a spring, he says. What do you do? You're going to walk out, you put your head down, it pops up again. You put your head down, it pops up again, it pops up again. Like an apple bobbing in the water. He said, what's data? And here's a classic example. If you'll think in learning, so first you won't have to put your head down, come out. And it won't keep popping up. The word is, there's no vacuum. Either you're rooted in Gashmias or you're rooted in Ruchnias. If you're rooted in Ruchnias and you don't have Takarot Bohu, you can fight all the battles, or there aren't any battles. If you're rooted in Gashmias, nothing's going to help anyway, because your head's going to keep popping up. And that applies to any Yetzer Hara that we have. The motivation and the oifen to fight the battles that we have, what the Mesil Sharma is, Ki Ashlemus Amitu Rakat Vekus Goyz Barach. To fight negative battles is almost impossible. To fight negative battles, you can't fight the Yetzer Hara. You can't say no to the Taiva. He's stronger. He says yes. You say no, I say yes. Ich will yes. The way to fight the battle is, Vibalt, the Cheftza of the battle of the Yetzer Hara is to disturb the Shlemus Barach. The Zach itself is not bad. It's bad because it's disturbing you from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So you can save yourself a lot of Akmas Nefesh by doing it the other way. As much as a person's Dovah can occur as Baruch Hu, as much as a person learns, as much as a person's ligging in Ruchnius, as much as that, he won't have the typhus, because it's two sides of the same coin. But when a person says, I'm not ligging and learning, my head's not in the fastest, I think, and I want to go fight the Yetzer Hara, it's a waste of time. It's supposed to waste time, you have nothing to fight with. Because the whole battle, that's what the battle is, Ruchnius versus Gashmius. You can't fight it, and say no. You could say no with Vekas and Akkadosh Baruch Hu. A person's Dovah can occur as Hashem, he's thinking and learning, and he's thinking about davening, and he's thinking about working out. I'm not talking about extremes over here, Bechal. I'm not talking about extremes. Talking about on a basic level, the Mesil Sharm has been megala to us, the tools that we have to fight the battle, because that's the battle. I just want to end over the short thing on the parasha. We're starting now the parashas of the Avos. Avos, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yankov. Chazal say that the Avos, Hein Hein HaMerkava, it's Kabbalah, we don't know what that means 100%. Chazal say that the Avos were the Merkava. What's the Merkava? What's Maisa HaMerkava? Maisa HaMerkava, they were Dovak Takoros Bohu who itself. Obvious, Haini and Amarkov, the obvious with Dovak Takoros Bohu. The Nefesh HaChaim in Shara Aleph, in the end of Perek Zayin, describes what does it mean somebody who's Dovak Takoros Bohu. Don't get depressed. He says, Bikasha Kiyim Kola Mitzvahs Bishlemus, when a person keeps all the Mitzvahs Bishlemus, Bichol Proteim, Vidiktu Kayim, Bikir HaMaisa. A guy did all the Mitzvahs, not a guy, a person did all the mitzvahs, b'chol pateim u'betiktokeim. V'noisav aleim, in addition to that, hitzarif oitzim taras v'kedushas ha-machshava. You did the mitzvah, all the diktuk, bottom in all the mitzvahs. Together with that, you had the purest machshava that could be. No shalei lishma at all. Haretikin kol ha'ilamus, you mesakin all ha'ilamus. V'nase kuloi, v'chol kachaisav v'evarov, merkav lehem u'miskatshim v'kedushas ha-melyayinu. V'kovid Hashem choyfef aleim kovid. That's the office. The office were completely dovak HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there were no mechitzas b'chal. There were no mechitzas b'chal. The others were completely l'shem shemayim, they had nothing of themselves. That's why they were obvious, by the way. Why were they obvious? Obvious means that they were roots. Roots give fruit by themselves. You don't have to plant a tree every day. The others give forth Klai Yisrael. Klai Yisrael is an inevitable result of the obvious. When you have obvious, when you have roots, when you have a tree, so it gives forth fruit every year by itself. But you have to be a shayrish for that. How do you become a shayrish? How do you become others? Why are they the others and why are we not? Because they were others hanging in my cup. It didn't come by itself. People think that the boys, they won the election, because people went around, they looked at all the people or cast them over there, and they said, oh, you're good looking, so we'll take you. It doesn't work like that. Not like today, where that's what becomes the, what it calls. The others hanging in my cup, they worked for it. The others were hanging in my cup because they were dovuk and a kodesh bohu with all the kreiches. Imagine all the thousands of kreiches that a person has, and you take all your kreiches and that's how you become others. And when you create such a matter where you dovak and kavok completely, that creates in ruchnius a shayrish, that creates roots which give forth fruit by themselves constantly, and we are the results of that shayrish, we are the results of those roots. That's the office. I saw an interesting Meshach Chochma connected to this week's parasha. It says Vayivin Shom Mizbeach Lashem Hanira Elov. It says in the beginning of the parasha, because Kavok who showed himself to him. Meshach Chochma says an interesting thing. What's the notion of Hanira Elov? He says that Adam Rishon before the Chet was in the Dargah of HaMerkava. Adam Rishon before the Chet was completely dovak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There were no mechitzas between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. His guf wasn't the mechitzas. His guf wasn't a factor in disturbing his avodas Hashem because he had no taivis, he had no internal yetzahara. He was completely dovak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a person is dovak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu completely, you can see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can see the Shekhinah. There's no reason why not. What disturbs us from seeing the Shekhinah, which Klai Yisrael, at Har Sinai, Klai Yisrael saw the Shekhinah. Our Messiah is because we, our Zaytas, we saw the Shekhinah. Because at Har Sinai, they were completely bottled all their Gashmias. Other Rishon before the Chet was in a dag, he was completely bottled, he was able to see the Shekhinah. After the Chet, it says, very interesting, Neshe Chochma says, Vayishmas Kol Hashem Mishalech Bagon, I think the Pasuk says. Why is it Vayishma? Because he wasn't able to see anymore. He was only able to hear. He wasn't able to see a Kodesh Baruch anymore. That's what the Pasuk says, Vayishma. He already lost the dag, he already was Mechitzus. The others, hey, Nein Amakova, the others were Mizbatot HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Gaza, there were no Mechitzes, but even Mizbeach Hashem HaNira Eilov. The others brought back that Darga that they were able to see Ponim upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why it says Ve'era, when it says always Ve'era Hashem, Ve'era, Alav Mitzi Yankov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the others, hey, Nein Amakova, they had no Mechitzes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so they were able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem HaNira Eilov. And that's why they were the others. I just want to say one thing which is Negeah to us. You know, it says in front of Yo, Chai Vodim Leimar, first one has to say, when will my Maisa be the Maisa of Mitzvah Yankov? So it's a very depressing thought. What do you mean you're going to be like the others? How can a person be like the others? We're going to do the Maisa of the others. We're going to do the Machshavas of the others. The Nefesh HaChaim just described us what the others were. We have no shyness to that, Bachal. What do you mean Chayav Adam Leimar? What can a person do? It could be that the Pshat is, you're right. A person can't be the others, and it's very hard for us to take all our Kaychas with all the Protim, with all the Dikdukim, with all the Machshavas, that's true. But one thing's for sure true. On a small scale, any maisa, and I'm telling you Yisoid, which is important for the rest of your lives, any maisa that a person is going to do, l'shem shemayim, that maisa is going to give forth peiros. It's going to be your office. You may not be an of for Klai Yisrael, you're not going to be Avraham Yitzchak and Yankov, and you won't be the office of Klai Yisrael. But on a private level, every maisa that a person does with shtak or ruchnius gives out roots. Both quantity and quality. As much as you did l'shem shemayim, you're a shtikalel. You're an of for yourself. You're an of for your kids. You're an of for your talmidim. You create a shayrish in ruchnius. You create a mitzias in ruchnius. Mitzias in ruchnius is eternal. Ruchnius is nitzchias. You created something that's going to last forever. It's going to give off peiros. At masai yagia maisa l'maisa pamitzi Yaakov, you may not be able to come out of mitzvah kinyankim, but you can do me'ain with it. You can become a shtikal tata also. You can become a shayrish also. You don't have to just be peiros. Look around, you can look. People like Chaim Volozhin. Chaim Volozhin opened the yeshiva in Volozhin. He was a Gevaldike Talmud Chacham. He was a Talmud Muvuk of the Goyim. Said a good share, probably. That doesn't explain, though. Doesn't explain why today, 200 years after he passed away, we have a whole world of yeshivas with tens of thousands of talmidim and hundreds of yeshivas, which are all direct results of that person. A lot of people open yeshivas for the last 200 years. There's nothing left of them. Nothing. Here, a person opened the yeshivas, and from his yeshivas, so those of you know the history of the yeshivas, every yeshiva is a Baruch Be'er and Reb Chaim, and all the yeshivas have all spinos, everything's a Loshen. Everybody learned, every yeshiva and Rebbe that we have in our yeshivas are all directly spindles of Loshen. Nobody learned anything else. It was all the yeshiva. Vice versa, was something more than a good cheer and a good vart. There was a shirish there. And it's a shirish, it's a tree which is giving payers ad ayayim. I mean, Reb Chaim Loshen, and going back to Rabbeinu Hagra, who's all our Rebbe, planted something which is continuing to give fruit because they created a Metzias Ruchi. That means they broke through a certain thing, like it says, Tfilas Ovis Tikkun, the Ovis Masakin, chapters. What do you mean they were Masakin? So everyone speaks out because they broke through the lines. And Rabbi Lafayan used to give a mashal that it's like when they used to have, before, when I was young, the phone used to go through wires on the ocean floor. So they laid the wires from England to America that you were able to call. Now everyone can call, but they plowed through. Is the pshat is that somebody has to break through. Now, there are people who break through for all of Klal Yisrael, for all of the Bria, and then you can break through for your thing. A person can create mitzias and spirituality which stay forever and give fruit forever. And in that nekuda, we can all be us. We can all create, we may not be Merkava in Gansen, but we can create a me'edah in whatever we'll do l'shma, and everyone knows it, by the way. Think back. If you ever did anything right in your life, you're still seeing the payers from it now. If you ever did anything right, and there are people like Reb Chaim Volozhin or Baron Kotler, who vice versa were big trees. Reb Baron Kotler opened a small cradle in Lakewood 50 years ago, and all the fire in America today is from that. What does it come? It comes by accident because the guy didn't have where to go, they didn't go into Lakewood, and this bad. It doesn't work like that. For 50 years before that, there was nothing. It wasn't a punk all of a sudden he came along, he was so charismatic. He was. But that's not the Nakuda. The Nakuda is he was a tree. He was a root, he was a shirish, he was an oak. And on his darga, he was attached to Kodesh Baruch Hu. When you're attached to nuclear weapons, nuclear power, you things move. And everyone on that nekuda could say, everyone has that nekuda, to create mitziasin of growing, to create mitziasin of spirituality, to break through new paths. The others broke through new ground where nobody else broke ground. That's why they're the others. We also can do that. And every new ground that you're going to break through, in that nekuda, you're an av. And in that nekuda, you're going to see bonim. And in that nekuda, we're going to see beiris. And that's the limud that we have from these parashas. To learn what they did, that we can also break down. Chayav Adam Lemon, a person has to say, Ma'is Ovis Simul Abonim. The Ikr Mahusa, they were Ovis. They broke new ground. Everyone can break new ground in his life. And when you break new ground, it stays open, Leilam Vod.